John Parr and St Elmo's Fire, 8:09. Normally she's writing the headlines, but today she is one. Jenny Lenman, hello.
Hello.
How
wow,
is it?
Wow, it's up on the Radio Today website, up on our Facebook. Thanks for posting it.
That's all right. It's on the LinkedIn too, if you're one of those people. Radio Today is the industry newspaper, basically, online. And Jenny's had an article written about it by Sarah Patterson.
Delightful woman that I've never met in person, but she and I work together at ARN,
right,
which is now our
company again.
Overlords.
Yep.
She remembers me because we used to send stories and jokes to each other from her newsroom in Perth and my newsroom in Adelaide.
Yep.
And she thought, oh, why don't I do a little profile on you?
You did, and it's great. And without trying to sound too over the top and you know, Academy Award winning, not that there's a slap involved here at all. I mean, you're not going to hit me. Please, this face. It's great, and we are bloody proud and so happy that we get to work with you.
Aww,
and this is lovely, and it's a really nice piece of article. And if you get a chance, get on the thing and read it and know a bit more about Jenny and where she's come from and what she's doing here at the radio station and all of that.
And the foray into radio and advice for people. Maybe if you've got someone in your life, a young person or someone wanting to switch careers that might want some advice. I've got a little bit of advice in there.
Yeah, I'll give you some advice too. A second job will help. some of that. No, it's lovely and really well done. And congratulations.
Thank you. Now, moving on to something very serious.
Yeah, look, this is why Jenny's been written about. She is about to solve problems in your life. Folks, each and every week, Jenny thinks, what is one of the big problems holding people back in 2022? And she brings us a segment we like to call Come On Jenny, Hack My Life. Jenny Lenman's Life Hacks. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to find out how to best peel an egg.
You know what?
What?
I think it was just the way I was cooking them was the problem.
Right.
So thanks to those of you who sent through ideas for the ways to better be able to crack and peel an egg.
Mm-hmm. We had salt, we had bicarb, we had vinegar, we had all sorts.
Yeah.
Of additives.
So there's a couple of things going on.
Right.
There's the way you cook them.
Right.
And then the way you peel them.
Okay.
So I had a bit of an experiment going on with, I had three pots.
Right.
I had one pot just with water.
Yep.
I had a little pot with bicarb soda and a little pot with salt.
Okay.
And water, obviously.
Right. Yeah.
And so I had, multiple ones in there. And the biggest thing, which I didn't even realise, and this is like looking online and looking at experts.
Is it?
What?
The temperature of the water when you put the egg.
Yes! You got it. That's the yes sound. Yeah, so Kenji Lopez in the US, he's a chef who's tried hundreds of methods.
Right.
He says you got to make sure the membrane doesn't get stuck in the first place.
Right. There you go.
That's so don't cook from cold water as the proteins coagulate slowly.
Right.
If you cook from hot water, the proteins seize up from the membrane.
Right. So you got to put it in hot water, but not boiling because it cracks. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I did put it in boiling and they all did crack.
Right.
But that's okay. They were still pretty easy to shell it and they were pretty tasty in the end.
Okay.
The number one Googled expert, Elizabeth Ryder, agrees. She says perhaps the cold start egg myth came from the potato method.
It does come from the potato method.
Which actually does work for potatoes because you have a better texture and more even cook when you cook it from cold.
I mean cold.
So don't apply that to eggs.
Right.
For goodness sake. Because all the previous times I've ever tried to boil and peel eggs, it's been the tiniest bits of shells and like,
so annoying.
Okay. So, yes, definitely have it from hot or boiling.
Right.
The salt and the bicarb didn't really make any difference, to be honest. Although they didn't crack as much. The bicarb and salt ones didn't crack as much.
Okay.
You know, interestingly, even though you'd prefer to have fresh eggs, quite a few experts say don't use super fresh ones because they crack more easily. They're harder to peel.
Ah.
So I had four different methods. This got real. I was like,
very curiosity show back in the day.
I can't believe how much time I put into this. So there was peeling underwater method,
mm-hmm.
where you either have it in water and you right. peel it in there, or you put it under running water.
I've heard that's a go. Yeah, I've heard that one. Yep. Yep.
There's the crack and roll.
Yep. I've heard that one.
There's using a spoon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Like just an avocado. Kinda,
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
right.
And there's your blow trick.
Blow method, yep. It's a magic trick.
I ended up with egg all over my hand. It was absolutely rubbish. I feel like you're trying to punk me.
No, I will. I'll go home and I'll do it, and I'll do it on video and show you, right? Okay, that'll be fine. Yeah, because it actually works.
Some people do it, and I've seen some videos of people doing it, and the egg just flies, you know, off onto the ground.
Right, right.
So it's just a bit stupid, and then you end up with spit.
You guys
all
have all made the joke already in your own heads. I don't have to, right? You could. Yeah, moving on. Cool.
The old blow trick that really satisfies.
Gets everywhere. Right. yeah.
So, no.
Don't do it.
Stuff that one.
Right.
That was stupid.
Oh. It's a bit harsh.
I reckon peeling underwater is the way to go.
Yeah, okay.
Spoon's pretty good. Crack and roll's good, but you end up kind of damaging the egg.
Right.
So it's not as beautiful.
You got to kind of give it the, you got to sort of give it a bit of, like with the coffee puck in the thing, not too forceful. Otherwise, but just forcefully, it's tough.
So just a little mild crack, take a piece off and then put it underwater and it'll just easily come off.
There you go. Great.
Oh, there you go.
Jenny, you've bloody cracked our lives once again. And I don't want to ram home the fact that you're a radio professional who's now a wonderful puff piece, written about her in the trade papers. But you've done it to time too, because we're on time.
Oh, good.
Look at that.
Excellent.
Well done. Come on, Jenny, hack my life. Egg hacked. Whew. Kids, egg hacked. Thank you, Jenny.
My absolute pleasure.
Another solution to your life next week on 5MU.